Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town, and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank, member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, April the 9th. We've got Emily Edgington with us. Good to have you here.
I'm so
Emily.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Columbia Choral, and you're here to talk about From Waking to Sleeping,
an upcoming concert this weekend, April 13th on Sunday. It's a really unique concert experience, and you really cannot miss it. It's 5 p.m. Sunday at Missouri Theater.
Okay, tell me why we cannot miss
because it. Because this is a concert that involves 200 performers from age
200,
age 6, 7, first grade, all the way through seasoned performers. So it involves Columbia Youth Chorale, Columbia Youth Choirs, which is our brand new youth choir program, and Columbia Chorale, which is the adult. The Columbia Chorale has been around 35 years. Columbia Youth Choir is new this year. That's our youth choir extension.
Now, when you say youth choir, what age are we talking about here?
It's technically grades 3 through 8.
Oh.
So we have three different different ensembles in the Columbia Youth Choirs. We have 3rd through 5th grade, 6 through 8 boys, and a 6 through 8 girls. And we have a few that are a little bit younger than 3rd grade. 1st grade's our mm-hmm. youngest.
And cute as a button.
Right. And so excited and musical. Mm-hmm. And it really is a unique concert experience. We'll be performing John Rutter's Mass of the Children, a piece that was written really with children in mind. It takes the traditional Latin Mass, but then also interjects some famous English poetry. The children are an instrumental part of that Mass. We also have 9th Street Orchestra, who have come back to play. This involves university students, professionals in the community. And then for the first time ever, we're working with advanced high school students from Hickman and Rockbridge and Clemson. Columbia Independent School to put together our 200 performers.
So you've got representation
everywhere.
From every place.
Yes, I'm so glad you said that. We have over 20 private, public, and homeschool institutions represented. And then, of course, University of Missouri, and then all of the educators and other types of professions represented in this concert.
So that's going to be
This coming Sunday, April 13th. It's at 5 o'clock p.m.
Where?
Missouri Theater. Great venue.
Oh, you're going to fill that place up.
Well, that's the goal. Right.
And you're going to fill it up.
Yeah. And honestly, the ticket prices are so affordable. We want you to be there. $12 in advance. There's time to get that. You can get your tickets through Missouri Theater, box office, the Missouri Theater online, Columbia Chorale website. You can pick them up through a Columbia Chorale member. You can ask them and they can
get them at the door.
And you can also get them at
the door. But you know what? I wouldn't wait, because when you got 200 people performing, all of their relatives
are
going to be there.
Right. We can only fit 1,200 in the space. So hurry. Tickets in advance are $12. And then at the door, they're $17.
Okay.
Now, we do offer student and youth prices.
Okay.
So for students, $7. Youth, $7. So really, really a deal. I also need to tell you, though, that there is a pre-concert reception. And this is the best thing you should do. Pre-concert rooftop reception between 3 to 4:30. Doors open at 4:30. And that you can buy as a package ticket, $35, which would get you a ticket to the concert as well as then to the this reception. Supports choral music education.
Emily, thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
By.
Yes,
I know you're going to have a turn-away crowd.
Well, we hope to see you
this
there.
This coming Sunday. Okay, thank you so much. Now, I turn to Heather Horland, who is with
us.
Good to have you
here,
Heather.
Yes, always good to be here, Paul. Thank you.
And April is Alcohol Awareness Month, right?
Yes, and as some of your listeners know, I'm with Phoenix Health Programs, and we're a behavior health center focusing on individuals and families seeking long-term recovery from substance use. And
yeah.
So we want the community to know more about alcohol, but ironically, I'm going to present today, I want your listeners and your viewers to know, the top two things you do not need to know.
Okay, because I asked her, she said there are top two things, but you don't need to know what they are.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Today, I don't need to know what they are.
Right. I'm talking to family members. I'm not talking to the individual that might have a problem. I'm talking to family members and loved one. The top thing that you do not need to know whether or not your loved one has hit bottom. that myth is still out there and is not true. Research continues to show us that when family members begin to change, their loved ones are much more likely to seek help. So if there's somebody you love who's having a problem with alcohol, you do not need to know that. Did they have the hit bottom? Don't need to know it.
So call you're us. Saying you don't have to hit bottom.
Right.
To seek help.
That's right.
Well, then how did that get started?
That used to be we didn't know effective ways to intervene, but now we do. And we know how to help family members change the environment. When the environment changes, it's much more difficult for that family member who's abusing alcohol to continue in that behavior. Okay, so we're going to change the environment. So
that's one. Number one. What's
number
the second
two,
one we
the
don't
second
need
thing
to know?
Is that you do not need to know. You do not need to know whether or not the person even has a problem.
Well, if the person doesn't have a problem, what are you concerned about?
The point is, if you have a problem, if you're a family member who has a problem and someone's level of use of alcohol, or it could be other drugs, but we're focusing on alcohol, is bothering you. It's stressing you. It's their behavior and choices is robbing you of peace of mind and is stressing you out. Then you have a problem and we can help you. You don't need to know for sure if your family member has a problem with alcohol.
Okay. So let me get this straight. Mm-hmm. Family member may be drinking a glass or two of wine, and they don't have a problem. Okay, they may not have a problem, but it bothers you.
Yes.
So then you've got that problem.
Yeah, but call us. It's just
and what are you going to do? What are you going to tell that person?
We can guide people to resources that can help them. Some of them are at Phoenix programs. Some of them are out in the community. And we help that family member look and get support for themselves and think about why they're getting stressed out about it, what they could do to change to take care of themselves.
So there may be absolutely nothing for them to be stressed out about.
It's a clinical question, and very few of us in Columbia are qualified to answer whether the person is living with alcoholism or not. We don't know. But if you have it, but it's bothering you, that's enough to call
us. So what are you going to tell somebody if they come to you and they say, my husband or my wife is drinking two or three glasses of wine. Now, I don't know if they got a problem, but it's bothering me. What are you going to say to them to go back and talk to their...
Well, the first thing we do is tell them to come to our family group on Monday nights from 6 to 8. That's free and open to the community at Phoenix Health Programs on 90 East Leslie Lane.
Okay.
The other thing, the main thing is absolutely the simplest thing they can do, pick up the phone and call us, 573-875-8880.
Are you going to tell them, or do you recommend they talk to their loved one and
just
say, this
us.
Is bothering me?
No, they probably tried that already. That's why they're bothered. That's why they're losing their peace of mind is they can't get through. Just call us. We've been in the community for 40 years. We have strategies to help you, help yourself and possibly your family member.
Okay.
It's much more effective. You can also check us out on Facebook and on our web, Phoenix Programs, Inc., 573-875-8880.
Thank you, Heather Harlan.
Thank
Always
you, Paul.
A pleasure to have you
Great,
here.
Great, thank you.
Okay. Tomorrow, we've got a local author on, and we're going to find out about Ashlyn Out Loud. Our program, Kit Salter will be here. Yeah, our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwehr, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Drop me an email, something you'd like to hear or see, pepperpmissouri.edu. Bye-bye.